Boston University women's soccer closes out the month of September with a scoreless draw against Patriot League foe Loyola Maryland. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Megan Burke. Coach, how would you summarize your team's performance overall after this match?
Just a frustrating one again. We just got to find a way to find the back of the net. You look at the shot count, it was 21-7. We can't be walking away from a game with that many shots and not have any goals. So, yeah.
Open up to questions.
Jenny Chen, Daily Free Press. Noticed a couple of changes in the starting lineup today, particularly with Bridget Carr in goal. What were you hoping to see with some of the changes in the lineup?
Yeah, just something new and fresh. Really looking for her to help us possess out of the back and bring us a lot of confidence from that position.
Okay. Also noticed JJ Marzot starting. What have you seen from her so far this season? How has she adjusted to the college game so far?
Yeah, I think she came in really strong. She is tough. She's really tactical. She helps us play out of the back. So really contributes to our style of play and what we're looking to do. So that was the intention behind that today.
And then in the around the 55th minute, like a few chances on goal, multiple saves out of Loyola's keeper. How do you think you'll get your team to like start putting more chances into the back of the net from now, since the shot count has been kind of lopsided the last few games?
We just need to continue to keep coaching them up. We're obviously creating chances, but at the end of the day, we need someone who's going to execute them.
And then I also saw that Juliana Giannino had 6 shots on goal today. What type of energy does she bring as a player and also a captain to this team?
Yeah, she's obviously a leader on and off the field. She's trying to find a way, and that's what I give her credit for. So she's trying to create chances, trying to create opportunities on goal. And she's obviously testing the keeper in a variety of ways, and I'm sure some of these will fall soon for her.